Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 70 is brought to you by careerwonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at careerwonder.com. Recently, one of my players was scheduled to play a league match versus a new opponent, one she had never previously met or been able to scout. When playing against an opponent you have never seen before, the warm-up before your match is essentially your only opportunity to gain some sense of your opponent's playstyle, strengths, and weaknesses. In this podcast, I'd like to talk about how to quickly assess and form an initial working profile on an opponent you are seeing and playing for the first time. So, how do you go about doing this? Well, the most basic and easiest thing to do is to take note of the obvious. Typically, that would be the physical attributes of your opponent, such as, is your opponent tall or short, youthful or mature, slender or heavyset? Does your opponent move with quick feet or long, deliberate strides? Is the player able to move around the court unimpeded, or is he or she hampered by some physical injury or limitation? Is your opponent right-handed or left-handed? Hit with a one-handed or two-handed backhand? These are some of the more obvious things about a new opponent you can immediately take note of during the warm-up and begin to formulate an opponent profile and appropriate strategy. For example, if your opponent is tall, perhaps he or she may not like to return low skidding shots. If the player is heavyset, perhaps a good strategy would be to move your opponent around the court in various directions, forwards and backwards, as well as laterally. If your opponent has a one-handed backhand, perhaps hitting high kicking topspin ground strokes to the backhand side would be a prudent play. Now, there are also some aspects of a new opponent's game that may not be as obvious, but are still noticeable enough and thus can be picked up on during the warm-up. Many advanced level players are fairly good about gaining some sense of what the opponent is comfortable and not comfortable doing. They are quick to observe, for example, how their opponents return shots that bounce high or low, how they handle junk balls, fast-paced balls, and so on. One thing I always encourage players to take note of when warming up against a new opponent is body language. Now, with most players, whether at the recreational or professional levels, body language is a classic tell. Even at the professional level, where most players are rock solid off of both wings, they almost always favor hitting one shot over another. Something to watch for is how much more confidently players move and prepare to hit a particular shot, along with the intent with which they hit a particular shot. It's subtle, but certainly noticeable. Another observation you can make pertains to your opponent's mental makeup. For example, take note if your opponent is visibly distracted or frustrated by factors such as weather conditions or general noise or crowd activity level in the area adjacent to the court. I mean, I think we've all experienced this, but playing in very windy conditions or in front of an unsettled crowd is not the most enjoyable or ideal and can easily compromise a player's focus. Last but certainly not least, stay mentally sharp and always be mindful that there is a chance what your opponent allows you to see during the warm-up may not accurately reflect his or her true game. Be on the lookout for the head fakes. Now, there are many players who intentionally try to give a certain impression of their game during warm-ups, knowing full well they will play very differently during the match. Now, there are a couple of players in my local club who like to head fake, each in their own ways. One player, who I will call Heather, likes to hit all of her ground strokes with as much pace as possible during the warm-up. It's her way of trying to impress upon her opponents that she is a big hitter. It's also her way of trying to intimidate her opponents, particularly new opponents who have never seen or played against her before. Once the match begins, Heather reverses course and employs a predominantly passive pusher style of play and will rarely attempt to hit any shot with pace. The other player who likes to head fake during warm-ups is a player I'll call Andy. Andy is a heavy-set guy who is surprisingly nimble and has a very quick first step. During warm-ups, he likes to pull out the big man card and act like he is mobility challenged. His opponents are often caught off guard by just how quick he is around the court. By the time they realize it, they are often well behind or have lost the match. You know, over the years, I've also noticed that many players like to give head fakes when it comes to their serves. Some players will try to hit nothing but rocket serves during warm-ups, but don't come close to even attempting to hit serves that hard in a match. Others will purposely hit only powder puff serves during warm-ups, only to bring the real deal once the match begins. Some players simply want to maintain an edge and don't want to give any glimpse into their real game during the warm-up. Well, to each their own, I guess. Folks, the bottom line when it comes to quickly assessing a new opponent you have never played or seen is this. You've got to pay attention during the warm-up and stay alert in case those impressions are head fakes. By the end of that warm-up, you should know at least some basic things about your opponent that you can then use to formulate an initial strategy for your match. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lin. See you next time.